check, 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 check.
All right, so this is the Classic Movies New Reviews podcast with Maxi and Dad.
Yeah.
Today's episode, we are going to review
the movie Matrix.
What's the name of the movie?
Matrix.
The Matrix.
The Matrix, sorry.
All right, no, it's okay. It could be Matrix or The Matrix. It works the same way. Okay, so the big thing about it is Maxi is just 10 years old. She hasn't seen this movie, and this movie came out like 20 years ago.
And she saw it yesterday.
I know, honey, but that's what we're saying. We're setting it up, you know? We're setting it up to where, you know, we're doing a comparison of, hey, well, this is a classic movie, but this is a new review. Okay. This is a new viewer, and she just got to see it yesterday. I don't know if she had known about it, but that's what we're here to talk about, because I've seen it a bunch of times, one of my favorite movies, well, a lot of people's favorite movies, and now seeing through new eyes. All right, so what was your first impression of the movie? What did you think about The Matrix? What did you know about The Matrix before I played it for you?
All I know is that when I was at my grandma's house, they were watching that one part where Neo came out of that thing, that like container, that like he was all like connected. It was all like reddish and like oily.
When he was in the farming ground, right?
Yeah, that.
Right, and we have clips playing over in the background, and that's why she's getting some flashbacks of it. But so this is the scene you were watching when you first walked into the living room and you saw your grandpa.
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell am I watching? So I walked away.
Right, yeah, it looks pretty creepy, looks nasty. It looks like something I wouldn't let you watch normally.
I know.
Okay, so then now that you saw it, now that you see, like, what's compared to one of your favorite movies right now, what's your favorite movie right now that you've seen that you like a lot?
Oh, my favorite movie? I think I'd rather be the first volume of Kill Bill. It's really cool.
Oh, Kill Bill, okay.
Yeah, I love that movie.
That's another one we're going to talk about later.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Hey, where's the remote for this?
I don't really know.
Okay, hold on.
Technical difficulties.
Hold on.
Okay. Please stand by.
Trying to. Okay, so yeah, so with less Matrix over there, and if we want to put it in just to hear it, this is Neo sliding through the tunnel once he, you know, gets pulled out of the Matrix. Okay, so what are some of your favorite catchphrases from the movie?
There's actually two of them.
Okay.
So the first one is, like, take the red pill or take the blue pill.
Take the red pill. Oh, very, very, what is it called? A classic and memorable scene in the movie where everything changes, right?
Yeah, and if you don't know this, that there's going to be a bunch of references to some of those in different shows.
Okay, so
shows,
before you saw this movie, this isn't how The Matrix is in pop culture before you were born. What do you remember it from? What do you remember some of what are the references that you now recognize from The Matrix that before you're like, oh?
Oh, it was, I think it was like a Simpsons episode.
Right, always a Simpsons. The Simpsons always do that.
And? Yeah, they always do, like, references and stuff like that. So it's like Moe's in the bar.
Ah.
And then, like, he's like, take the red jelly bean or take the blue jelly bean. And then everyone just took a random one and they just ate it. But they just wanted to eat it for snack instead. Huh. To not be serious.
Right, right.
I didn't get that part, but
yeah,
I thought it was funny.
Now you do, right? Yeah, because it was just making fun of the bit.
Yeah.
All right, what's another catchphrase that you like?
So I was watching it. My dad, he actually, like, followed along with it. It's the I know Kung Fu part.
Yeah, when it gets uploaded, right?
Yeah. I know Kung Fu.
You gotta say, I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
You gotta say, like, Keanu, yeah, and then... And then Morpheus says, show me. All right, so what are your...
I think this is the part.
What are your favorite scenes from the movie?
Oh, some of my favorite scenes is the... basically, almost every part, but...
Really? Okay, why? What were the things that... I mean, you've seen a lot of movies.
Like, it had so much action.
Oh, okay. Tell me about the action. What did you like about the action?
That they always did, like... like backflips, front flips, like so much, like very good special effects.
Special effects, right?
Yeah.
And this was really good. 20 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, special effects. How do they keep those glasses on Morpheus, right? Look at that. He doesn't even have the side ones.
Yeah.
You didn't think about that? I didn't realize that until I saw the movie a couple of times. I'm like, those are the Morpheus glasses with no sides to it.
And also, when I was watching it, you know all those FBI agents?
Right.
I said that they were all Terminators.
Yeah.
Because they look just like them.
They're kind of like Terminators, right?
They look just like them.
Yep. That's cool. That was Agent Smith.
Agent Smith.
And he would talk like this, right, Maxie?
Yes.
And now we are going to ask you, do you want to see the, are you expecting, what are you expecting out of the sequels now that you've seen this?
The sequels, I'd expect, like, and they're coming after them again. And,
right.
Like, Neo has, since he's part of the, he's like one of those agents now.
The rebellion?
At the end.
Well, he's not an agent, he's like a rebellion guy.
Oh. Also, before I say that, please take caution to any spoilers. If you haven't seen it, go check it out, please. Please.
There you go. So, and as a dad,
put it in the description.
I approve of this movie as a father. She's 10 years old, and, you know, she watches The Simpsons with me. That's a type of...
I used to watch Family Guy.
I used to watch it, but there's just so many things that are a little bit too out of the range
sad.
Of that. I'll let her watch some episodes, but, you know, sometimes they're just too out of the range. But this is where this movie, that's why The Matrix...
Are we going to use the cameras? Question.
Movie?
Question, are we going to use the cameras?
Not right now, but we will in the future. But this movie, The Matrix, it's a pretty good movie to watch with your kids, especially if your kid likes superhero movies, if your kid likes action movies, and, you know, it's just very visually,
if
you
love sci-fi, if you like sci-fi.
Right? All right, what are the types of movies? If people like, people are going to like this movie if they like what are the types of movies, Max?
What?
Like if like I said right now, if you like this type of movie, you know, if you like this movie, these are the type of movies you would like. What are the type?
Yeah.
Like what?
I would like a bunch of like sci-fi movies, like I like Stranger Things or something like that.
Okay.
Sci-fi is really cool.
So like with science fiction, magic, and special effects up the wazoo, right?
Yes.
What about martial arts? Do you like movies with martial arts with fighting in them?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I like it. Also, I'm seeing if I can get, like, a type of, like, a kung fu class for, like, the stick.
Oh, you can? What do you mean? Like, on your app?
No, like if you can use, like, a katana or something like that. And
yeah, they have, you know, they have training
classes,
like that. That's part of it, I'm sure.
Martial arts, yeah. I want to see if I can see if
you
I can
sign up for that. Okay, yeah. we'll look into that, especially if you listen to
before we continue this.
Yeah.
Happy Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, yeah, it is. Super Bowl is...
Super Bowl is tomorrow.
Do you know who's playing?
No, I just...
Do you know the two teams that are playing?
It's the Los Angeles Rams and the Patriots.
And the Patriots?
The Patriots.
Patriots. The New England Patriots. Yeah. Where do you know New England is?
No.
It's in Boston. Boston. Massachusetts. Okay. Who do you think, you know, you don't know where they're from, but who do you think is going to win? Who's your pick to win the Super Bowl tomorrow?
I think that it'd go with, I don't know, I don't really know that much players, though, but
okay.
It doesn't matter.
So just pick one? Or you think it's going to be a tie or what?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, just pick something now.
Okay, before I say...
Okay.
So yesterday at my school when we were outside...
Is this going to lead to a Super Bowl pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
So these boys are like screaming, "Go Los Angeles Rams!"
Right.
And everyone was like, "Boo!" Because they wanted the other team to win more than the Rams.
So then people want the Patriots to win. According to your
school. Yeah, I think I'd vote for the Patriots.
Oh, okay. So Maxie's pick for the New England Patriots. All right.
What is your pick?
I'm going to go with the Rams just because you picked the other one. Just that way maybe one of us is right. And hopefully it's you. But it might not be. It might be me. But
how dare you?
All right, whatever. All right, so let's go back to closing up the episode. Okay.
Yeah.
So in the scale of 1 to 5 stars,
I'd give it.
How many stars do you want to go to? You want to go 10 stars?
Oh yeah,
okay,
one to ten.
So
I'd give it like. I'd give it like maybe like a 10 or a 9 because, like, those are some, like, really, really good movies. It has so much good effects. It really lines up with the story of how it is.
Oh.
And it gives context clues onto kind of like other movies, like, that you have
to figure
out.
Well, you mean it set the tone for how a lot of people do movies. A lot of, I'm sure, you know, it's been
a lot of
years, a lot of new filmmakers, and we'll probably go through some. I'll try and put in some along the line.
Yeah. All right,
so then you do want to see the sequel based on this movie?
Yeah, okay. We should.
All right, and we will, and we're going to come back and we'll review that, and you're going to give your opinion on how this franchise, because that's what it's called when it's, you know, like a brand of film, the Matrix franchises, and we're going to... What?
Nothing.
Okay. But, so we'll come back and we'll review that. Maxi just gave The Matrix, the first one, she just gave it 9 of 10 stars. Is it 9.5 or 10 stars? 9.5?
9
stars.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. 9 out of 10. No, it's either one or the other, child.
Okay, 9 then.
9 out of 10, which is almost a perfect score. Okay, so then on the next episode, we're probably going to go back and review the Kill Bill series. So if you guys want to stay up for that episode, hopefully we'll have some video, we could be putting highlights.
And we're also going to be working on using the cameras.
Yeah, well, we'll you on the cameras. Right, that's what we want to do, right?
But I'll have to wear a mask since...
All right, cool. Do you have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter. I have an Instagram, and I have a Snapchat, but I do not have a Facebook, and I will never get Facebook because I don't want
to. Okay, well, we'll see about that.
But, yeah.
Okay, so what is your Twitter, your Instagram?
My Twitter is... I'm going to change the username, but I think I'll keep the same one.
Okay.
It's THMaxi. Or Tay Maxi. I'll link it down in the description below.
Okay.
My Instagram, I haven't, like, used it in a long time, so
that's
I'll
fine.
Probably check back for a link in the description.
She's probably going to change the name, like, 30 billion times before, but this is the first version of her. All right, go.
Yes.
And then you have one more. You said you have
a Snapchat. Yeah, I have a Snapchat. I don't use it very often, but I just use it to contact, like, my friends and stuff like that.
All right.
And my, like, family that has it. It's pretty simple. I forgot it.
Okay, so then we'll come back and get it. It'll be in the description in the podcast below. Okay, so we'll...
It can be linked, though, so we'll just put the username down there.
Yeah, it's just going to be in the description.
Also, make sure you subscribe to all of our channels. I will also link mine down below and his.
Yeah,
mine,
it has, you know, other stuff, other comedy, grown-up stuff, and on Maxi stuff, she does videos.
Videos, little stories, animation memes. Make sure to check it out.
So, all right, there you go. Thank you guys for listening to Classic Movies New Reviews with Maxi and Daddy.
Make sure to submit your poll on what do you want to review next, and we'll watch it if you want.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So if there's other movies that you guys recommend we should watch and we should review, leave us a comment, review, or you can email us at upcomedyshows@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right, this is Daddy with Maxi. All right, see you next time.
Bye, peeps.
Bye.